All right, let's take our Bibles once again and turn to the book of Psalms 33. Psalm 33. Psalm 33. I'd like to read one verse of Scripture. Verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance. What a wonderful revelation of God's grace. That the nation, that is the people, whose God is the Lord, they are blessed. They're happy. Happy. That nation's God is the only God that there is. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Here's the reason. Isaiah 45:22 says, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there's none else. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear." Now here's the reason that the nation whose God is the Lord is blessed, because He's the only Lord God that there is. Every other people but the people of God's choosing is worshiping one who is not God, and therefore can do nothing for them. Nothing. That's a blessed people. He's the God of creation. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He's the God of all providence. Isaiah 115:3 says, "But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever He hath pleased." He's the God of salvation. Isaiah 52:10, "The Lord hath made bare His holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God." The God who is the God, the only God, God of creation, providence, and salvation, is the God who has made bare His arm of power, the gospel, the power of God unto salvation, the revelation of His Son. You realize the blessing of being a member of the nation whose God is the Lord, the only God. God who is Jehovah, Father, Son, Spirit, the God who chooses to show mercy, the Son who redeems, and the Spirit of God that regenerates. But let me ask you something. Where is this nation? As I was studying on this, I kept thinking about that, you know, that phrase, "God bless America. God bless America." America, Christian nation. That's not so. That's not so. God bless America. It sounds patriotic, and I love patriotism. I love patriotism. I thank God for patriots. I really do. I love this country. But this country is not that nation that's being spoken of. God has blessed. Now, He has blessed this and others. And the raising up of the gospel of God's free grace, and He's raised up out of nations, different nations, and He's raised up men, women, called them by grace, taught them of Himself, and blessed them. But I know when it comes to men, nations and men, every imagination of the thoughts of man's heart is only evil continually, every day. Where is this nation who's bound together in purpose and love for God Almighty? Where are they? I know that this nation exists. I know it does. Because the Scripture declares that that nation is blessed of God. The Spirit of God moved on the Apostle Paul to write in Ephesians chapter 1, they're blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. But let's just consider for a few minutes something about this nation. I know this for a fact. You hold your place. I'm going to read a passage of Scripture in Ephesians 2. I know this for a fact concerning this blessed nation. It's a nation that is of God's creation. God created this nation. Ephesians 2:10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. It's a nation of God's creation, created unto good works. Do you know the difference in a good work and a dead work? Good works, dead works. The Scripture speaks of both of them. Good works are those works performed by God's people as the evidence of their salvation. 1 Thessalonians 1:3 speaks of a work of faith, a labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a good work. The evidence of salvation. A dead work is that which men perform thinking that they are accomplishing their own salvation. Romans 3:20 says, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in His sight. So the difference is, the Scripture says, we are created. We are created. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. God's people evidence something. They evidence that they're alive by good works. And they put no confidence whatsoever in their flesh. They don't put any confidence in them. So, where is this nation? Well, it's a nation created by God, that God has shown mercy unto. For He told Moses, show me Your glory. I will have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. It's made up. This nation is made up of a people, Jews and Gentiles, chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before God in love. They are the bride of Christ, given unto Him by the Father, betrothed to Himself. The Scripture sets forth 1 Peter 2:9 says something about this nation. 1 Peter 2:9, he said, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." Now what about these people? What about those descriptions right there? You're a royal priest, chosen generation, royal priesthood. The Scripture declares in Revelation 1, 5, and 6, it's a nation that is said to be kings and priests unto God by Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. Actually, what this nation is, it's a kingdom of priests. It's what they are. Kingdom of priests. That's what Exodus 19:6 says. "And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." Priests robed in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Priests that the Scripture says in Hebrews 13:15, by Him offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. You know, the Lord promised Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, that he was going to be a great nation. Listen to this, Genesis 12, 2 and 3. "I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee, make thy name great. Thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee, curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Truly, Israel was made a great nation. God had blessed them, gave them the law. Into that nation sent the Messiah. But natural Israel was but a picture of spiritual Israel. Spiritual Israel. And the blessing to all the families of the earth was through spiritual Israel. And here's a people, just a handful of people right here, that I'm convinced, many of which, part of this great nation, whose God is the Lord. They're blessed. Their God is the God. And all the families of the earth, through the preaching of the gospel, blessed. What a marvelous display of God's mercy. And 1 Peter, back in 1 Peter chapter 9, it was talking about they were a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Holy nation. What does that mean? A holy nation set apart. Sanctified. Set apart. Saints. That's what word. Holy nation. Set apart by God. You think of this blessing. We hear this glorious truth. I was talking to Glenda last night. We were talking about growing up, graduating high school, and I got to thinking to myself of all the people. And here again, I'm not trying to be presumptuous. I'm just telling what I have in my mind. Of all the people that I went to high school with, I don't know of anybody. I asked her. I said, "You went to high school with? Graduated with?" I was in college. Went through art school. I got to thinking. I thought, could it be that Almighty God was pleased to show? I told you about my mama. 12 kids in my mama's family. 12 kids. Only one that I know of. Concerning this nation, he said, you're a holy nation. Set apart. Do you realize How humbling that is. And you think, if the Lord left me to myself, I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just telling you this is the way it is. God shows mercy to whom He'll have mercy. I've had people tell me, say, well, that's just not fair. Then I think, fair? Fair? If God left everybody, I think everybody ought to have a chance, but I know what they're going to do. They won't come unless God reaches down and takes a brand out of the fire, plucks a brand out of the fire. If He leaves me to myself, you're a holy nation, a peculiar people, what He said. Purchased. I loved you. I chose you and I bought you. I paid for you. Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. That's so. Purchased them. And preserved them. Preserved them. Kept them. Kept them from falling. He's able to keep you from falling. Able. Aren't you glad? I'm telling you, if He didn't keep me, I'm gone. This nation is comprised of those who are trophies of God's grace that shall ever set forth His glory and His honor and His praise. The Scripture says, here again, but ye are a chosen generation, royal priesthood, holy nation, peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises, the virtues of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Show forth the praise of Him. Do you realize the witness of God keeping a people? Yeah, you say, well, it's not as many as there was years ago. Yeah, but we're still here. We're still here. Has God left us? Has God forsaken us? We show by being kept by the power of God through faith, not of our own praise and glory and honor, but that God would keep us, we show forth. We show forth the praises, the virtues of Him. We show forth. Did He say, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you? Yeah. We're still here. We show forth the virtues of Him. This is a nation, secondly, that knows and declares its salvation and preservation to be of the Lord. That's what Jonah said. Jonah 2:9, I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. Now here's what Jonah said. You know the story of Jonah. I'm going to pay that I have vowed, salvation is of the Lord. Now here's the sacrifice, here's the voice of thanksgiving. Thank you that you've shown me that salvation is all of grace. Thank you. Thank you for blessing me with that truth. Salvation is of the Lord. Its origin, God purposed it. Its procurement, Christ bought it, paid for it with blood. And the application of it is by the Spirit of God. And man has no hand in that. I'm glad. Because He who loved us, chose us, and bought us, and called us, and kept us, is the God of this nation. God. You know, every country has got a national anthem. I told you, I love singing the national anthem. The Star Spangled Banner, I just Americans. I love patriots. I love patriots. I love it. Got a national anthem. This nation has a national anthem. Isaiah 26, 1 and 2. Listen to this. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. Here it is. Here's the song of this nation. In that day, this song shall be sung. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Boy, that's some good lines. Gary comes and picks out these songs, and you know, if it's a song, it doesn't magnify the Lord, and it don't agree with what we believe. We don't sing it. You may say we're going to turn so and so. We're going to sing verses 1, 3, and 4. Why? Because there was something about verse 2 that just died. We'll sing 1, 3, and 4. Well, here's the verses of this song. Here's it. This is the joyful song of the nation whose God is the Lord. We have a strong city. We have a prevailing, secure, majestic city. The holy city, New Jerusalem. This is the strong city. It's that blessed nation whose God is the Lord. That nation who knows her life, her salvation is all of grace without works. It's that city that John said he saw in Revelation 21:2. I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared, made ready, that as a bride adorned for her husband. It's a strong city. This is the city that Abraham was said to look for. It had foundations, whose builder and maker is God, strong, because God established it. And He's God Almighty. Strong because the Lord defends it. Psalm 5:11, but all those that put their trust in the Lord rejoice. Let themselves shout for joy because thou defendest it. That's what they say. We have a strong city. Here's that second verse. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Salvation. You might as well just put where salvation is. Just put the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Simeon said. Lord, receive me. Let me go in peace. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. He was looking at the Lord, the infant. He was looking at him. Mine eyes have seen your salvation. Salvation, Christ, will God appoint? Will God constitute? Will God make one to be in covenant grace, covenant mercy? Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Oh, this city, this nation, we're talking about this people, their strength is not in rocks and moats and fences and such the like. This city's strength is Christ. Can you imagine? We have a strong city. Strong city. And then that last verse there in Isaiah 26, it says, open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. This city has gates. Gates that Scripture reveals, Matthew 16:18, that the gates of hell is not going to prevail against. The gates of hell shall not prevail against this city's gates. Nobody's going to keep the Lord from saving His people. God's going to call out His own. This nation, it's a righteous nation being found in Christ. Those that keepeth the truth. That's what the Lord prayed in John 17. John chapter 17, in that high priestly prayer, the Scripture sets forth that He said in verse 6, I've manifested Thy name unto the men which Thou gavest Me out of the world. Thine they were, and Thou gavest them Me, and they have kept Thy word. Why? Because He kept them. He kept them. I give unto My sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. No man able to pluck them out of My hand. We're kept from falling away by Him who is our God. And this nation, in closing, is going to surely be called out of darkness. Isaiah 26, I'll read out of verse 15 right here. It says, Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord. Thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Thou hast increased. I looked it up. It says increased the number. Now obviously there's no increase in the amount that are in this nation from eternity. That number was determined by God Almighty from before the foundation of the world. Revelation 17:8 declares that the Lamb's Book of Life, when was it written? You know this. From before the foundation of the world. All the names of God's elect. God's everlastingly known His people. I know My sheep. God chose them, gave them to Christ, and He knows them. Has anybody ever been added to the rolls of God's elect from the foundation of the world? No. 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 But this nation is said to increase outwardly in our eyes, through the means of the preaching of the gospel. It grows. It grows in number. Listen to what he's saying now, and realize to our perception. Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord. Thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Not in those that God has eternally loved, but to our understanding. God Almighty increases the borders, is what he's saying. When it says, Thou hast removed it far unto the ends of the earth, the borders. That's what he's saying. He has removed it, increased it, far extended it. And where are these borders? They're in every nation, kindred, tribe, tongue. Surely, being called out, in the day of God's power, they're made willing to come unto the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is Jehovah, and the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance. That's pretty plain, ain't it? If God gives you eyes to see, it is. We rejoice in Christ Jesus, not trusting ourselves, but trusting, thus saith the Lord. Lord, may it be so to our hearts today afresh. Amen.